From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces advanced in the city of Aleppo Sunday. They are trying to capture a section of the city being held by opposition forces. Syrian state media report the army promised rebels safe passage to leave eastern Aleppo. Several dozen people were killed in Ethiopia's Oromia region when police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse anti-government protesters at a religious festival. The tear gas caused panic and triggered a stampede Sunday that killed at least 50 people. Hungarians overwhelmingly rejected the European Union migrant quotas for their country in a non-binding referendum Sunday. According to the data posted on the website of Hungary's National Election Office, with almost 95% of votes counted, over 98% of their ballots against EU quotas. However, the vote probably won't count, because turnout appears to have been only about 40%, and 50% is required to make the referendum valid. Prime Minister Viktor Orban said he would welcome similar such referendums in Europe.
We are proud that we are the first, and unfortunately, we are the only one up to now in the European Union who managed to have a referendum on the migrant issue. I would be happy to see other countries to follow.
Viktor Orban. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017.
The referendum result was clear. It was legitimate. It was the biggest vote for change this country has ever known. Brexit means Brexit, and we're going to make a success of it.
Prime Minister Theresa May, this is VOA News.